This podcast is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show, and happy Wednesday. Kind of feels like a Thursday, but it's a Wednesday nonetheless.
Thursday Junior.
And we are here to deliver you the best show possible. We have great guests. We have great sound. We have some really funny stories, some serious stories. It's just a hodgepodge of everything you could ever want. The number, if at any point today you want to call in, is 844-500-4242. All right, let's first start off with the big news out of Massachusetts. Jeff Deal won the Republican nomination for Massachusetts governor. The voters spoke last night. They chose Deal. So congratulations to Jeff Deal. I wish him well. I hope he proves me wrong. I know that I've been a little critical the last couple of weeks, which is what you do during a primary. I have no regrets on that front. But I hope I was wrong about, you know, my, I don't know what the word would be, my hesitancy. I hope all of that is, I hope he proves me wrong. And because Maura Healey is not what we want in Massachusetts, and that's what we should all be focusing on now. And once the voters decide, I had said I would zero in on reminding everyone why Maura Healey would be horrible to have in the corner office. And that's what we'll do. We'll do that today. If anyone wants to call in and chime in. But I'll always back who's ever opposing the liberal progressive candidate. And that is without a doubt Maura Healey. I mean, there's so much back and forth on not being critical or not going after people in your own party. But I don't consider it going after people. I consider it, you know, you want to tell people what you honestly think. And then once people vote, we move on to the next part of it. And the next part of it is hopefully keeping Maura Healey out of the corner office, like I said, because the woman who said that America is burning during the Black Lives Matter riots, but that's how forests grow, that's not the person we want as governor of Massachusetts. Or who told the women who were nervous about men being in their bathroom that they should hold it, also not the person we want to be governor
birthing
of Massachusetts.
People.
Or the woman who tried to cover up the Sonia Farrakh drug lab scandal. No, that's not what we want. So that's what this race is now about. Moving on to other news, which I've been dying to do recently, to just talk about some of these bombshell stories that are coming out. We've got another update in the top secret document scandal that is just shaking the nation. The DOJ, you're not going to believe this one. The DOJ has leaked yet again. The DOJ at this point is like an arm of the Washington Post. They're just a branch of Jeff Bezos's publication because they don't even try to hide it. So here's what happened. Donald Trump had a win. And, you know, you could say it doesn't really matter. You know, him being appointed a special master in this case, it's too late. What's the guy or lady? What's the person going to find out? They've had these documents forever. I'm sure they've already, you know, poured ketchup all over all the folders. So what difference, to quote one of my favorite candidates of all time, what difference at this point does it make? However, a win is a win is a win. And anything that kind of gets the momentum going for Trump is good. But it cracks me up that Trump gets this legal win and the DOJ is so petty. They are so bitter twisted. They are so Trump deranged that they can't even resist going right to the Washington Post and leaking. And here's the leak. A document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was found by FBI agents who searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Now, I want to give credit to Red State because I probably wouldn't have picked this up unless I was reading, you know, their comments on this excerpt from the Washington Post. But you notice how they don't say a classified document or a top secret document. They just say a document describing. Now, how vague can we get? We can get real vague if you're in the DOJ. A document describing a foreign government's military defenses. So, as pointed out by the brilliant writers at Red State, this could be a magazine article about nuclear weapons on Iran. Like, you really don't know. They're not giving us much, which is the point. You know, they're trying to, it's death by a thousand cuts. If we say enough things that sound scary and we feed this to the people with Dr. Fauci socks and Lululemon and white wine, then this will become the narrative. And it works. That's the most disturbing part of all. So this is what they're saying now. And it was found at Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence and private club last month, according to people familiar with the matter, underscoring concerns among U.S. intelligence officials about classified materials stashed in the Florida property. I want to explain why this bothers me so much. And it's pretty self-explanatory, but just let me get this off my chest. Whenever I have questions, and I think, I would love to know about why, for instance, the Capitol Police held the doors open on January 6th. I've come on this show a million times and condemned what happened on January 6th, but it's just a question I have. And I'm still of the mindset of, like, questions aren't dangerous, you know. I'm sure Big Brother will come and get me very soon, but that's always how I've kind of operated, is that you should be able to ask questions. But whenever I have a question like that, and it's posed in some sort of Senate judiciary hearing or, you know, testimony, whatever it is, I'm always told, no matter what the question is, we can't jeopardize the investigation. Oh, we can't afford to jeopardize that. No. We can't tell you that. Sorry. It would risk too much. Everything is so top secret. And yet, these nuclear documents are not top secret enough for the DOJ to keep their mouths shut for 2 hours. Like, now we've seen pictures of them. We've seen speculation. We've had leak upon leak upon leak upon leak upon leak. As someone today pointed out on Twitter, you know, for all the grief that Trump's getting for having all these documents at Mar-a-Lago, his country club, now they're calling it a beach club, it keeps getting demoted. And soon it's going to be like his beachside shack that happens to have Secret Service surrounding
it. This van by the beach.
Yeah. This box by the ocean. But for all the grief that he's getting for keeping these mysterious, dangerous documents in his house, perhaps we were better off with the documents there, because I heard a lot less about them when they were in Donald Trump's hands than I have from the DOJ. I'm getting a lot more intel on the documents now that the Washington Post and the DOJ are having a collab and coming out with these daily reports on what they found. And I'm sorry, but, like, am I really supposed to believe what they're telling me? I mean, these are the same people who pushed the Russia hoax, that suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop. Do you blame me for being a tad bit skeptical here? And one of my favorite parts is that the walls are closing in. The noose is tightening, you know. The noose has been tightening for quite some time now. And Kissinger.
Kinzinger.
It's never going to happen for me. And you know that.
It doesn't matter. Come January, he's gone.
Whatever his name is, the anti-Trumper.
He lost, right? Let me check that.
He is tweeting today, and he is angry. He's saying, he tweets out the headline. I want to find the exact tweet from the Washington Post. Like, all GOP should have to answer for this. Now, we're supposed to be impressed, right? Because now they found these nuclear docs. We're supposed to be impressed by the fact that every time Trump gets a win, that the FBI and the DOJ just leak to the media. When a ruling goes in Trump's favor, the upright, honest men and women of the FBI and the DOJ, who would never get political, who actually, Jared, they shudder at the thought that people would dare to criticize them as a political entity. But they also go to the Washington Post whenever they can. Got it. Okay. And I'm supposed to answer this because Adam Kinzinger is very upset that I've ever deemed it appropriate to criticize the FBI. And now he's found his idea of a smoking gun, which is documents relating to another country's nuclear capabilities, and I'm supposed to come on here and apologize. Are you ready for my apology?
I am always ready for Grace Burley's apology.
Well, it's not going to happen. Not today. I do apologize every once in a while, but it's not going to be for this. I'll never apologize for being highly skeptical of the FBI and the DOJ and all of the above.
I can't wait till this comes out and it's just like a post-it note that says French Guiana equals none.
Yeah, and they're going to say, aren't you so happy we raided Mar-a-Lago? And also now I'm hearing Sunny Houston hosting from The View, which, by the way, programming note for everybody out there, especially our new listeners. We like to keep you abreast of the TV that you are supposed to be watching, the stuff that you don't want to miss. So number one, I would recommend the Elvis movie. I've been watching that recently. Really enjoy it. Do you know Elvis had some hits?
Yes, he was quite popular, as it turns out.
I only knew like Hound Dog. Well, I knew his other songs, but hearing them all in one movie, I was tapping my foot, Jared. I was digging.
Have you heard about this Elvis kid? He's going to be huge.
I was calling up all my friends. I'm like, you guys, there's this guy named Elvis, and I'm going to tell you a story.
Get on the ground floor now.
I have a feeling this man is going places. But besides Elvis, the other thing I want to give everyone a little heads up for is today, set your TiVos, set your DVRs, set your tapes, your cassettes, whatever you have, to The View. Because Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton are going to be on the panel at The View. And I know a lot of my listening audience wouldn't miss that for the world. So I just wanted to give you that heads up. But beyond, why did I bring up The View, Jared? I don't even remember.
And saying, look at me. Listen to me.
Oh, Sunny Houston. She is now saying, can we not call it a raid? They had a search warrant, so let's not call it a raid. Don't worry about what I'm calling things. You know, I'm really sick of the left trying to control the narrative because they can call things. Let's take the Don't Say Gay bill. There was nowhere in the parental rights and education law that said that people couldn't say the word gay. But the left called it the Don't Say Gay bill. And guess what? It took off. Everybody, including some Republicans, started calling it that. And that's fine. But if we want to call what happened at Mar-a-Lago a raid, which any normal human being would look at and consider that to be a raid, and now they're trying to correct us on it, don't call it a raid. You know what, Sonny? I will call it whatever I want to call it. And you can call it whatever you want to call it. And we'll call it a day. It's like this Orwellian, strange atmosphere where they, whenever something's not polling the way they want it to, or whenever something's not going the way they want it to, they have to switch up the language. Other things we're going to talk about today, and I'm thrilled to get into this, is what's happening in California. I cannot wait. So California is dealing with rolling blackouts. Very serious. And stay safe, everyone. Try to, you know, do the, I don't want to say do what Gavin Newsom's telling you to do, but, you know, listen to the directions.
Yeah, blackouts are old hat for California.
Yeah, they'll be.
We had them every other summer.
But Jared, I just can't wait for, you know, we've seen Gavin Newsom come out and tell people what to do, you know, turn off your appliances, turn off your electric vehicles, pre-cool your house. That's something I keep saying. Pre-cool your house until 4 o'clock, then shut off the power.
Yeah, that doesn't work, by the way.
We'll get into that. You're a California boy. You can give us, you know, we have sources here at the Howie Carr Show. I'm sorry, at the Grace Curley Show, who
and
can give
methods.
Us information. Yeah. But one thing I wanted to add in here is I cannot wait for the California celebrities like the Kardashians to start giving people. Can't you just picture it? Can't you just picture Courtney? As soon as I get off this crazy private plane, I am going to tweet out to people about the blackouts and tell them to shut off their blenders because it is so bad to have your blender on right now. Park the private plane. I need to send out this tweet. I need Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, like Kim said yesterday, I believe, the New York Post had it, that you have to pick and choose your climate battles.
Yeah, to which I saw David Harsanyi wrote back, me too. Can I get on board with that? Can I get some picking and choosing of the climate battles here? We will be right back with your calls. We have so much to get to today. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
How dare you?
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree.
I'm telling you guys, get in on this before he takes off.
I'm all shook up.
He's a triple threat. The guy who played Elvis in the movie, Austin Butler, is so damn handsome. Excellent performance. The movie as a whole, Tom Hanks, it gets a little weird, but excellent performance by the star. That's all I'm going to say about Elvis for the rest of the day. Not making any promises. You know, Jared, there's an interesting race happening. We talked a little bit here about how Jeff Diehl won last night in Massachusetts. He'll go up against Maura Healey. But there's an interesting race brewing in New York, and it's Kathy Hochul versus Representative Lee Zeldin. And of course, Kathy Hochul's a Democrat. She's in, you know, blue New York, the Empire State. And she's an incumbent. I mean, I know she didn't run last time, but still, she's got the advantage there. But I have a feeling, and it's not just the Trafalgar poll that came out this past week where it showed that Lee Zeldin is only 4 points behind, which is insane in New York. Like that's kind of unheard of. I mean, it's happened before. I use Rudy Giuliani. It's not impossible for him to win, but I did not think that a poll this close would come across our desks. Now I have more reason to believe that Zeldin's making moves here and that Hochul's getting a little afraid. You want to know why? Because I think you can tell how afraid Democrats are by how many of those little precious freedoms of ours they give back. They start handing them out like crumbs, as Nancy Pelosi would say. And with each crumb, I think, why are you doing this? This isn't like you. It's like when someone's really nice to you, when someone shows up with donuts at work, and you're like, what's going on here? Someone getting fired. Why are you being so nice? Well, Governor Kathy Hochul is lifting the commuter rail mask requirement. And what I can only see as a please, please, please don't kick me out of this office anytime soon kind of move.
Yeah, but never underestimate a Democrat. When they give a right, they take it away. Now, I don't know if you saw this, she wants credit card companies to track and flag any type of gun purchase as a dangerous purchase.
That would be a good question for Toby Leary at 2 o'clock. And I'm also going to ask Toby. I'm also going to ask Toby a little bit about Maura Healey and what he thinks about her and, you know, why we need to keep her out of being the governor, because I'm sure he has strong feelings about Maura Healey. But yeah, there's a lot of signals from Kathy Hochul that she's not as confident as she would have you believe. You know, I remember how confident she was when she was lecturing people at church to get vaccinated. And now she's saying, starting today, masks will be optional. I wonder if the COVID crazy people, like the people who are still obsessed with mitigation efforts, who are boycotting Dr. Lena Wen and sending open letters to, you know, health conferences that are going to have Lena Wen speak, I wonder if they will now be angry at Kathy Hochul for backing down on this, because how much more can we take? You know, this is becoming, as Brian Stelter once said, this is becoming like a party with no rules. Now you can go on the MTA and you can get on a train that might break down and you can do that all without wearing a mask. It's mask optional. This is chaos. This is a banana republic. This cannot stand. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about California global warming and, of course, the man formerly known as Prince Harry. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. If you want to call in and join the program, the number is 844-500-4242. If you want to text in, we have a new text line number. It's 617-213-1066. I know it's a little bit longer than the last one. That's 617-213-1066. You can text Curley to that text number and you'll be entered in on the text line. Also, we'll be at Aviva Trattoria on Friday, and that's going to be a really fun show in Malden. So make sure you come check us out there. Let's talk a little bit about CNN, Jared, because first they came for Brian Stelter, and I said nothing. And now...
That's the truth.
Now things are snowballing. Things are getting out of control. This is from the Washington Post, because the Washington Post doesn't just have sources from the DOJ. Okay. The leaks come from everywhere. Okay. They get leaks from CNN. They get leaks from everybody. Everybody's
it's a
always
hell of a lot of journalism.
No, everybody's always backstabbing one another at these networks. So one CNN journalist told the Washington Post, people are freaked out. It almost feels like there's a pattern. Is there a purge going on? They seem to be sending a message. Watch what you say. Watch what you do. CNN journalists, however, say the new boss has done little to elaborate on what his vision entails and what reporters should do to avoid coming off as partisan when reporting about major issues. There's so many tips I could give. You know, when Anderson Cooper called Trump like a fat turtle or something, that kind of thing might come off as a bit partisan. When you start talking about conspiracy theories about how Trump is involved in a Russia hoax that he's not, that could come off as partisan. When you start saying that anyone who votes for Trump is racist or American flags make you scared, that could come off as a little partisan. The list goes on and on. If you want to send in your tips, you can. I could write up a whole tip sheet for people. And guess what? I'm pretty partisan too, but I'm a radio host. These people try to pretend they're down the line journalists. Like, oh, we call balls and strikes here at CNN. We don't have any skin in this game. We have no dog in this race. It's like, come on. Let's be honest with ourselves here.
It's like the George Costanza. You called former President Trump an actual literal murderer. Was I not supposed to do that?
Yeah, was that? Is that
I
got
to plead ignorance on this one. It was never explained to me.
You compared him to Hitler several times.
Is that bad?
You said he was an authoritarian tin pot dictator multiple times on your show. Yeah, you're right, Jared.
Yeah, and I got to plead ignorance on that one.
Had no idea. This is my favorite part of the article, though. Because they're all flummoxed. They're all baffled, you know. The new guy comes in, Chris Licht. And to his credit, he's cleaning house pretty much. And I'm sure he's keeping some people on just till their contracts are up. But I've been reading enough about these meetings and, you know, when Zucker left the house, left the building, as they used to say about Elvis. And let's see how many times I can make Elvis references throughout the course of the show today. But I remember hearing about what's going on in these meetings, again, thanks to all the leaks. And I thought it was pretty clear what he wanted. He was like, let's get back to news. Let's get back to just, you know, stop editorializing your comments. Stop getting so emotional about everything. I'm sure he advised them, hey, maybe no more crying on the air. There's a lot of crying going on at CNN. Maybe we could reel that in a bit. And they're all sitting there. I have no idea what he wants. This is impossible. Are we supposed to be mind readers? No, just read the same stuff I've been reading, which he tells you, just do straight news. But they literally don't know how to do that.
Don't go out on the newscast and say Donald Trump committed treason. Gotcha, boss.
They're
hey,
like,
Trump committed treason, baby.
They're like, what kind of environment is this where I can't say how I feel? And this is my favorite part of the whole thing. It says, another employee also criticized the network's lack of explanations over the recent firings. Okay, ready? So it says, can I get a little violin, please? Another employee who criticized the network's lack of explanations over the recent firing said, long time, I like to do the Step Brothers, like I'm about to throw up kind of cry. Long time CNN personalities are disappearing and the viewers don't know why. I know why. Wait, can I answer the question? I know I have my hand raised. Can I answer the question? Maybe, and this is, again, you know, figuring out who's getting fired and why they're getting fired is one of the world's greatest mysteries. This is like the only mystery I could put on this same level is Brian Stelter trying to figure out whether or not CNN Plus was a failure.
It's an infamous fake.
Trying to figure out if CNN Plus is a failure to Brian Stelter is like how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? We will just never know, according to him. And this is another mystery. How are they deciding who's getting fired? How are the viewers supposed to know why? They need an explanation. Okay, and I've got an explanation for you, and it's one word. Listen up. I'm only going to say this once. It's this word that no one at CNN likes to hear. Ratings. That's why. That is why. That is all you need to know to understand this. This all brings us... Oh, again, one more quote here from the source. It's a really confusing and unsettling time from top to bottom at CNN. I don't know anyone who is happy right now. I should point out,
I'm kind of smiling.
It always stinks. I always feel bad for like cameramen and people who work there who are losing their jobs. Don't get me wrong, I do. But at the end of the day, CNN is a business like any other business. You have to have viewers. You have to have people who are watching the shows. Otherwise, you won't have advertisers. And all of this is advertising. You know, that's what makes all of this media go around. And so as much as I feel bad for people who, you know, weren't actually responsible for the terrible programming, but were just kind of side actors here, the truth is that CNN is not a charity. Like, they're not a nonprofit liberal organization that's, you know, can afford to just virtue signal and have no viewers. That's not how businesses work. You know who they should consult here? It's Donald Trump. They need some of those ratings from The Apprentice. He should get over there. Imagine Trump if he like bought CNN. What a disaster that would be in a board meeting. People would be apoplectic. They would be setting their hair on fire. They'd be in the slacks like, this is the worst day of my life.
You're all fired.
Anyway, though, our poll question is about this because, as I pointed out, the people at CNN are very afraid. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who do you think will be out next at CNN?
What are my options?
Don Lemon, Breonna Keeler, John Berman, Allison Camerata, or Jim Acosta?
We should probably add Jake Tapper just to have him there. You think he's a made man?
I think Tapper, Anderson, and Wolf Blitzer are safe
okay.
for now.
Okay, you know what, Jared? That's fine, if that's how you feel. But if he's next, then you're in big trouble.
Well, Tapper's actually been doing a journalism the past couple of weeks and has kind of gotten in line with what Licht wants.
Don't tell anyone, any viewers of CNN that. Don't tell anyone on Twitter that, because they're hashtag boycotting CNN. I saw hashtag boycott CNN, and I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, I'm finally on top of one of these boycotts. I've been boycotting since I was born.
You were the trendsetter. You were the leader in that field.
And it turns out they're boycotting CNN because CNN isn't Trump deranged enough. That's a new one on me. But the reason I want to talk about this is because first I would have said Jim Acosta, but Don Lemon got himself in trouble last night. And I want to give people a little heads up. Do we have the sound here? Don Lemon had an awkward moment on the panel because he had Essie Cup on. And I think she's one of these like conservative commentators on CNN, like Anna Navarro. And she was discussing the Mar-a-Lago raid and the future of the Republican Party. And she was talking about the numbers and she briefly lost her train of thought. And she just lost her train of thought and she was trying to get it back. And Don Lemon chimed in with this. Is it fair to say this because I'm not a mommy, but is it mommy brain? If you've never heard of that, it's like when people have babies or when they're pregnant, you say, oh, I have pregnancy brain. I have friends who are just having babies and people say that all the
time.
That
is a real thing.
It's a real thing. Yeah, you're probably stressed out, hormones going crazy.
Daddy brain as well, 3 weeks in, just saying.
But yeah, and there's lack of sleep. There's a whole lot going on. But I don't think, let's play the cut and then we'll judge because, you know, I need to hear the context.
The numbers don't add up. Like,
what do you mean?
Where Republicans are offering ideas and they're not doing much of that anymore, the ideas are not popular among Republicans. 13% of Republicans want a total ban on abortion. 70% of Republicans,
want abortions, but with restrictions, right? But want restrictive abortion.
No, I was going on a different issue, but you can go down. I mean, a majority of...
Did you lose your train of thought? I do it all the time.
I did, but...
I hate it when that happens.
A majority of Republicans oppose book bans. A majority of Republicans think that talking about race and learning about racism in school is a good thing. Majorities of Republicans are not where today's MAGA Republicans are going and all the things that they keep talking about, which begs the question, what the hell are they thinking?
Is it fair to say this? Because I'm not a mommy, but is it mommy brain? Is it you? Yeah.
No,
you
Don. I forgot
what I'm talking about all the time.
Ooh, she said, no, Don, I just forgot what I'm going to say. I have a few bones to pick here. One is that mommy brain at least to me, if I got into the mind of a progressive liberal, like the people on Libs of TikTok, that is so yesterday. That is, if anything, you should say birthing person brain.
Birthing people.
I don't know what a mommy brain is, but it sounds like gendered speak to me, Jared. And beyond that, it's just kind of insulting to say that on TV. Is it mommy brain? A little condescending. I'm sure this isn't going to lead to him getting fired, but if he was already on the chopping block, this doesn't help.
Don Lemon at 35% in the poll right now. Good for second place. First place goes to Jim Acosta at 49%. 9% say Alison Camerota, 4% each for John Berman and Breonna Keeler.
I think that Don Lemon misses his back and forth banter with Chris Cuomo. Because Chris Cuomo was always a little bit more down for the jokes, you know? SE Cup, she wasn't having it. She said, no, Don, I just forgot what I was going to say. Ooh, I see. Tony, you're up next on the Grace Curley
Show. I got a
lot
of black friends.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, hi, Grace. I am really surprised that that you and Howie backed Chris Doughty, who is an absolute rhino, who voted for Hillary Clinton, and you both backed and voted for him. I think it's horrible. Grace, I think it's horrible. And you know what? This movement is real. Jeff Deal is going to make it. And, you know, it's up to you guys to maybe change your ways and let's back a MAGA candidate. And you know something? As far as I'm concerned, Jeff Kuhner is number one in Boston on radio.
Okay. Good for you, number one. Number two, I hope you're right. I hope he beats Mara Healy. I said congratulations at the top of the show. Number three, we're all allowed to have our opinions, Tony. We're allowed to fight it out in the primaries and try to pick the best candidate. I thought Doughty had the best chance of winning. Like I said, I'm happy to get on board with beating Mara Healy in November. I think we all want that. I don't think you have to get, and I don't want to come off like I'm gaslighting or I'm trying to condescend or anything. You just don't have to get that emotional about it. Like, I wanted someone different than you. Your guy won. Congratulations. Can we move on from it, or is this going to be like a make or break for you?
It's not. What it is that, you know, I mean, all of a sudden you both just turn on the guy and you're both supposedly Trump supporters. So where are you both coming from? I just think this
we explained
horrible. A lot of people.
We explained where we're coming from. We explained where we're coming from several times. We thought Doughty had the better chance of winning. I'm not going to backtrack on anything I said. It's how I felt. And it's over. Deal one. And now we regroup and we try at least to stop Mara Healy from winning in November. I don't think this is very productive, though. Like rehashing that you're disappointed that I didn't want the same guy you did. Your guy won. It's all good. Your guy won. And now we can move on together. 844-500-4242. This whole like I'm disappointed. It's politics. You don't have to be disappointed. You voted for who you wanted. I voted for who I wanted. And your guy won. It's just that simple. It's kind of this like Looney Tune. Everyone's getting real, taking it real personally. And I respect it. I have no issue with it. But we all don't want Mara Healy to be governor. And that should be the big umbrella here over all of it. 844-500-4242. AOC is on the cover of GQ. A conversation about masculinity, power, and politics in post-Roe America. I think they also ask her if she's going to run for president, which is interesting because I can't think of a candidate. You know, Joe Biden said he was going to unify America. I don't think so. I think that's going to be up to AOC. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liar said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000. We paid attention to the $400,000 and they slipped this in under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You've traded thousands of hours of time building your nest egg, and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Gold's new guide. It's called 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Call Monetary Gold now. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Again, that's 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. We'll be right back with more of your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
This is from Fox News. The Chiron says, study, men are happier when they think they're funnier. Need more information than that. They're funnier than who? Their significant other, their friends, just funnier in general. By the way, Jared, you might have to do a Sports Go Sports today because there was a bit of a brouhaha on the tennis court last night. Did you see that?
I did not. I don't really follow tennis.
Well, you're going to have
actually,
to.
Honestly, I have not seen anything in 3 weeks. I have a 3 week old.
Do you have...
I'm in bed at 6:30 now.
Do you have daddy brain?
I have non-birthing person brain.
Okay, yes. Got it. Okay. Don't sue me. I'm just quoting
Don
Lemon.
Was it about Serena Williams?
No. Oh, man, you're really out of the loop. Serena Williams lost like 3 weeks ago. No, she lost, I think, this past weekend. But no, it was about the guys were facing off, and one of them is he's a hothead, and he smashed his racket on the ground twice. I'm going to let you do the research on it, Jared, because you do Sports Go Sports. There's a reason we pay you the big bucks for that. We will get to that a little bit later. But in the next hour, what I want to discuss is what's happening in California. We have these rolling blackouts, and it's pretty amazing because you might notice that when the power grid in Texas fails, you know who to blame, right, Jared? You know who to blame.
Donald Trump.
Oh, yes. Good guess. Also Ted Cruz.
Yep.
Greg Abbott.
Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis. All the classics. You just play the hits. But when the power grid in California is getting a little wonky, do you know who you can blame?
You can, the citizen of California.
You can blame climate change. You can blame it on the rain.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's what they're telling us now. So California is getting ready for rolling blackouts. And you have Gavin Newsom there. He's in a zip up. David Marcus pointed this out. I don't know why he's in a sweatshirt during a heat wave.
He's in the emergency response clothes that like you'll see the president wear when he visits a hurricane or something like that.
Yeah, but even so, if it's so hot out, don't you switch it up and say, hey, it's a really nice zip up, but I don't think it's going to happen today. Unless he's also in air conditioning, which is what I would guess. I think he's in a fancy little studio doing these TV hits. But so Gavin Newsom's out there and he's giving people tips on how to handle this, including, you know, unplugging your appliances, pre-cooling your house, which Jared tells us is fake news. It doesn't work. Now, this is from Eric Swalwell. He said, This was yesterday. It's time to rally, California. We all need to do our part to help avoid power outages this week. Before 4 p.m., pre-cool your home. After 4 p.m., avoid use of major appliances and turn your thermostat to 78 or higher. Let's keep the lights on, California. Do you think Meghan and Harry will pre-cool their Montecito mansion?
Oh, you don't need AC in Montecito. Climate's wonderful.
Oh, must be nice for them. 844-500-4242. We'll do a little bit more of this when we come back. Plus, tons of sound to get to. And Hillary Clinton is finally giving us the good news we all needed to hear. Don't go anywhere.